Paul tell this crowd of people who were wanting to kill him? He told them about Jesus and about what Jesus had done in his life. And he started by telling them a little bit about his background. He was addressing people who were Jews, and so he started by telling them that he too was a Jew. Although he had been born in Tarsus, he'd been brought up in Jerusalem, where he'd been taught by the great Rabbi Gamaliel, taught by him in accordance with strict Jewish law. He had a great zeal for God, the same zeal that he acknowledged the crowd had, but a zeal which he expressed by attacking and persecuting Christians wherever he could find them. One of the paraphrases of the Bible called The Message says this: I went after anyone connected with the way. That's the way of following Jesus. Went after them hammer and tongs, ready to kill for God. I rounded up men and women right and left and had them thrown in prison. When the first person to be martyred for their faith in Jesus, a man called Stephen, was stoned to death, Paul was there. He was looking after the coats of those who were killing Stephen, egging them on. He had been a man of violence, a bit like some terrorists today who think they're doing the will of God by murdering people. Paul had thought that he was serving God by persecuting Christians. He had been a seriously unpleasant and dangerous character. But then on his way to Damascus to try to hunt down the followers of Jesus, something dramatic happened. As he and his companions approached the walls of Damascus, a blinding light flashed around him and he fell flat on the ground. And as he lay there, he heard a voice saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you?" he asked. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," was the astonishing reply. Why astonishing? Because this happened something like 30 years after Jesus was crucified, about 30 years after he died and was buried, but about 30 years after he rose from the dead. That's what we celebrate on Easter Day, that Jesus rose from the dead and is alive now. And it was the risen Jesus who met with Paul on the road to Damascus. Well, Paul was unable to see, and he was led by the hand into Damascus, and there he was visited by a man called Ananias. And the first thing Ananias did was to say, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And immediately he could see again. Then Ananias said, "You've actually seen Jesus and heard him speak. So God wants you to be a key witness to everyone you meet of what you've heard and seen. So get up and get baptized, scrubbed clean of your sins, and get to know God personally." Paul's life was totally changed by his encounter with Jesus. From being a man of violence, a man who hated Christians with a passion and would do whatever he could to get rid of them, he became a man who loved Jesus with a passion and who did everything he could to follow and serve him. He became the person who did most to spread the good news of Jesus around the known world. And many of the letters that he wrote to churches form a large part of our New Testament. Today we study what he wrote because of his great insight into the purposes of God in this world, and because he teaches us of the love and mercy and grace of God through Jesus Christ. What did Paul tell this great hostile crowd? He told them what he'd been like before, what had happened to him, and the difference that Jesus had made in his life. I want to tell you the story of a man called Des. Des says, "I was a doorman, a bouncer. I was quite a violent guy. I took a lot of drugs. I was a cocaine addict. My life revolved around fighting, taking drugs, partying, and living in that cycle. One night, I'd taken a massive overdose. I felt like I was having a heart attack. My heart was jumping out of my chest, and I cried out in what I didn't know then was a prayer to live. I woke the next day, and I never touched coke again." After that, Des kept meeting Christians. One was Fiona. She gave him a Bible, and he started reading it. He says, "I started tearing through it, trying to find something, and I ended up finding Jesus. Suddenly, my whole life made sense." So he called Fiona and asked her to take him to church. He went on an Alpha course, and he says, "I met Jesus and it changed my life. I was this drug-fueled, violent person, and now I love people and I love God. I just want to share my story. Jesus turned the questions I had about whether God exists into a belief that God cares for me. I have changed from a violent, loveless drug addict to a man who is happily married and full of love." Des is happily married to Fiona, and they have some children, and he is now the youth director for Alpha Europe, sharing all that has happened to him and the love of God with many people. For Paul and for Des, Jesus changed their lives. I suspect that none of us here has had an encounter with Jesus as traumatic as that of Paul or Des. But those of us who know and love Jesus and try to follow him have had an encounter with him that has changed our lives. For many of us like me, that maybe took place over a period of time, but it has been just as real. So what would we say, those of us who know Jesus, if we were in a position like Paul's? Well, I think it would be something like this, that once upon a time, we knew that things were not okay in our lives. We did wrong things. Maybe not horrendously wrong things, but we knew that we did things that could hurt other people. We knew that we could get angry, that we could be deliberately annoying, and that we were quite often really irritating. Maybe we didn't know to call that sin, although that's what it is. But we knew that there were things that made us feel guilty. And we knew that that guilt was hard to shake off. And we knew that there was something, some feeling, that there was something missing, some hole somewhere within us that we didn't know how to fill, some deep unspoken ache that we couldn't deal with, some sense that there must be something that would make better sense of life. Maybe we weren't big on acknowledging that, even to ourselves, but it was there. But then we came to understand that Jesus had died for us, that he had died so that we could be forgiven for all the stuff that we'd done wrong, all the ways that we'd messed up, and that in his death and resurrection, he had opened up a way for us to come to know God as our Father, to know how much God loves us and wants to be with us and to care for us. There's a verse in John's Gospel that says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That means life with God now, a new quality of life, knowing his love for us, walking with him and trusting him. And it means life beyond the grave. And so because we have had an encounter with Jesus, our lives are different. Different because we know his forgiveness and we know his love and because we have purpose. Knowing Jesus doesn't mean we have easy lives. That's not reality. But it does mean that we can trust him to be with us every day and in every situation and have the great hope that we will be with him for eternity. That's what happened to Paul and to Des and what has happened to many of us here. And if that is not your story, all you need to do is tell Jesus you are sorry for all the wrong stuff of your life and ask him to be your Savior and Lord. Amen. We're going to sing a song that